Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Karen, Sean, it's quickie time. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
I always love a quickie.
It's well, a quickie. Today's topic, I'm going to quickly get out of Sean singing and let the people know. Today's topic, we're talking about unmarried couples' business. See, I'm a married man, been married a long time, so I'm not really understanding what we're talking about here today. So, Sean, Karen, can someone shed some light?
Excuse me, let me clear my throat.
We're talking about. Is that how you get your dates?
We are talking about the business of unmarried couples. Like when you're in a relationship, just because you're not married, it's still some kind of an agreement. It's a time consuming agreement, and there's still a business behind it. And I think people need to be aware of, Matt, like, what is the business of being unmarried and in a relationship?
100%. Being in the relationship itself is a financial choice of sorts. And especially if you're living together, you're sharing lives, you're sharing rent or bills or whatever.
You're buying real estate together.
Even if you buy a couch together, you have a credit card together.
Exactly. You're together.
I know a lot about it. You know, I can speak on this.
You know nothing about it, Matt. You know, for this show, Matt, just read some facts that you found online. Give a little comment every now and then. But let Karen and I run with this. We have experience in this, okay?
We are nice and alone. Yes, we will take it from here.
So just stand aside. Be happy in your beautiful marriage. Kiss your wife. And wish us well, Karen. Karen, we're a disgruntled single people. Let's talk about this show and let Matt be the bystander, okay?
All right. You know what? I for once agree with you. Let us alone take
Matt,
over.
Shut the front door, bro. Shut it. Well, Matt, do you have any stats? You know what, Matt? You can be the stat guy. Give us some stats on this topic.
Okay. All right. Well, sure. I will throw in some stats. Then this show, like Sean just said, is about unmarried couples who are in business together. And the number of unmarried couples who live together increased by 88% between 1990 and 2007. And the number only continues to grow, with 12% of couples who live together today being unmarried. And the majority of couples who are getting married having chosen to live together first. Did that sound right? Did I read that correctly?
Yeah, no, that's right. And, you know, I would add to that you don't have to be in a traditional business partnership together. If you live together and you're splitting rent or bills, that is
you're in a partnership,
a business arrangement.
Once again, Matt, like I said, you don't understand this. It's not in your lane. Just keep reading the stats, bro. Okay? It's not applicable to you. This is not part of your world. It's part of Karen and I's world.
You have a beautiful, beautiful life. All right. So, anyway, why do we care?
You know what's crazy about it? Like in these times is that couples are finding all these great things. Oh, we love movies. You love movies. We love the bike ride. I like the bike ride. Oh, you love purple. I love purple too. But they never ask the question, what's up with your finances? You know, and if we don't have anything in common, it's okay. You suck. I'm good. Like, I don't understand like how we would have so many things in common, but our finances aligned is not part of the equation. But the number one reason why couples break up, Matt, is because of their finances.
100%. And also unmarried couples who live together tend to not plan for their financial future the way that married people do, because marriage is like a mandate to get it together. And it feels like being unmarried but living together is everything so optional, right? That you can just kind of figure it out. But if you're not dating for marriage, what are you doing? If you're living together at a certain point,
Let's not go down the road on marriage counselor, because people are going to, like, they could be happily unmarried.
Okay, happily unmarried. Let's say dating for a partnership. If you're living together.
Talk about
together,
the business, please stay focused.
If you're living together, then that is business. You are in each other's business. You are sharing bills. There's money issues. And so if you're going to scrape the top of the money mountain, why not just get all the way into it and talk about what are we doing?
I agree.
Well, real quick, though. This quickie that we're giving a message to our listeners is what? What is the message? What are we telling people?
We're telling people that living together, couples who live together but are unmarried, have certain financial considerations, even though they're not married. And that traditionally, I think people have thought of marriage as being the thing that introduces the finance conversation to people.
But that glues you.
Right. Exactly. But living together is a business consideration as well. And you have certain things to think about that you might not have thought about just living together and not even being married, maybe not even planning to be married.
Right. If you're in a relationship and it's heading into a long-term relationship, you're really creating a partnership, and you have to understand that. And like, I've known people, including myself, that's been in long-term relationships and realize that when you break up, there's no end game.
Right.
And one person can get screwed. And you really have to understand that there's consequences, and you have to treat it like a business, just like how you would treat anything else. This is not a love show. This is a finance show. So sorry sounding to be harsh, but it's true. If you die without a will, you know, American law leaves you everything for next of kin, right? But you don't decide who's next of kin. The law decides it. And you may see grandma or cousin Matt come in there and take everything that you thought was yours.
You're right.
Common law is inapplicable everywhere in America. It's a state by state thing.
Right. And honestly, it's not just for if you break up or if somebody dies, like within the actual relationship too, you know, I think it's important to hammer out financial responsibilities and expectations the same way that you would decide who does the dishes and who does the laundry, you know? And you can lead to lopsidedness and power imbalances within the relationship if you don't discuss money first, because then what happens, right? Whoever makes more money gets to call more shots. And so maybe if you want to clear the elephant out of the room, it's something to talk about right away.
Matt, I know. We'll bring you back in, Matt. I mean, you may not have much to add right now, but do you want to say anything on this, Matt? And your 30, 50 years of beautiful marriage, like, is this shocking to you?
No, not at all. I'm a human being. I'm aware. But I do think it's important for people to view whether you're married or not, especially for the people who are living together unmarried. They do need to view that relationship as a partnership. So I totally understand the importance, because people are blind. And I think they just kind of go down that road, especially younger folks, before they realize, you know, the necessity of it.
Right. It's true. Well, it's unglamorous, isn't it, to talk about like granular financial details. It's like feels unromantic and unspontaneous, but you know, breaking up is unromantic. Getting into accidents is unromantic. Like sometimes a little bit of unromance, a little bit of a maybe slight bummer in advance saves a big bummer later on.
And to me, and the ones that avoid it and play it off, that's what you should be wary of. The ones that are like, okay, you want to have this conversation, let's talk about it, let's see where we are. Then I think those are people that you should take seriously. Even like, now it's trending. Couples now are even, unmarried couples are buying real estate together.
Mm-hmm.
And not having like a will, not having joint of survivorship. Like if you bought a real estate property with your significant other and you just said, well, you know what, since we're not married, we don't have to buy it jointly. Let's just put it under my name because I have better credit. But we know you're a partner in this and we split the mortgage every month. That doesn't guarantee that this real estate belongs to you.
Right.
You have you have to have an independent lawyer. You have to put contractual agreements together because, like Karen said, the breakup is ugly.
Okay. So besides the obvious of buying real estate together, what are we actually talking about? Like, why do I even need to worry if
we're talking about time, Karen? I always say it like all the time. Time is your prized possession, and you must guard it safely. Ensure that if unforeseeable things happen during your relationship, you're protected. You know, this is really about managing your time and understanding, like, the risk factor in relationships from the business side.
Right. So we're talking about stuff like accounts. Right? Like accounts and assets in general. So if you want to have separate accounts or have your accounts together, then you need to consider whose name is on the accounts, whose names are on loans or on credit cards, because at the end of the day, if both names are on an account, then both of you have a legal right to the assets in the account. And that can be either good or bad, depending on what goes on between you two.
And I've seen so many people where they're in a relationship, they like put stuff on their credit card in the relationship for the couple. And then they break up and they're left with that debt. You got to be mindful of that as well. You know, right. It may be like saying, like Karen said, the breakup is a hard part.
There's also tax implications, whether you're married or single. So I know people traditionally have looked at marriage as benefited, or there's a tax bonus for the married couple. But if you're part of an unmarried couple, you will continue to file your taxes separately. So be sure to take advantage of the larger deductions and opportunities to minimize your tax burden. If you live with your partner but remain unmarried, you may also be able to claim the head of household filing status if you support a dependent.
Interesting. Well, I support no one but myself, so my selfish ass is just going to deduct as normal. But what else? What else are we talking about? That seems pretty clear.
Health and related issues are financial issues as well. Like other money issues are for unmarried couples are actually health related, but have major financial implications for both parties. And in order to be prepared for the possibility of one partner dying or becoming disabled, couples who live together should consider consulting an attorney and preparing the following documents: power of attorney, Karen, or a healthcare proxy, durable power of attorney for healthcare, Karen. It allows a non-relative to make medical decisions for you if you become incapacitated.
Makes perfect sense to me. And also, if you have retirement accounts, those can be nice, fat, juicy accounts, then you need to designate a beneficiary. Even if you're not really thinking about that, if there's money in the account, then, you know, the property in those accounts pass directly to beneficiaries without going through probate. So if you haven't updated your beneficiary since you signed up for your 401k or whatever, then you are going to want to be sure that you have specified who gets that money.
And that's easy peasy. You can just go to your bank, your financial institution, ask for update and just add in the name and sign your signature and you're good to go. You didn't even have to go through probate court for that. That's easy.
Well, also most couples, married and unmarried, hold real estate as joint tenants with the right of survivorship, which means that if one party dies, the other inherits the rest of the home without going through probate.
I mean, that sounds kind of grim, but honestly, I feel like you want to check that off the list before someone kicks it. So that I think after something happens, that is the wrong time to go through all this. You know, like hospitals don't let you visit unless you're a relative. You want to kind of get it squared away. Okay, so now that we know what's up, why it's important, and what kind of stuff you need to think about, how do you even bring this up to people?
I love to get naked, Karen. You know what I mean? And I think this is
what I'm aware.
Whoa, bro. We don't need that. We don't need that.
Financially naked, Matt. What did you think I was talking about?
I don't know. That is scary
if you were just picturing me naked, bro. That is so scary. I've known you for a long time. I don't even want to think you had that thought, Matt. But Karen got it, but you didn't get it. And that's kind of scary what kind of friends you are, right? But I'm talking about getting financial.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Why, well, I had such a strong reaction to Sean's nudity.
I mean,
it's like an allergy.
Asking the questions. You know, ask the question, how much do you make? You know, people are scared to ask that question. How much debt do you have? That's getting naked. Remember that, you know, being in a relationship is a business partnership. Marriage is a business contract. Having children is a business decision. You need to really ask these questions, maybe not on date one. I've actually had people ask me similar questions like that on date one, to be quite frank. But yeah. There has to be.
How did you feel about that, though? Don't you think that's a little intense? Like minute one, right out the gate?
Karen, as you know, I don't get naked on the first date. Okay, Karen?
I don't know, like date four or five,
you know, maybe, but not date one. I'm not getting naked the first date. You know, I got to keep my Calvin Klein's on. Don't ask those questions, but you have to get to those questions.
You're right.
Well, also, I think me as the married person, I know I was supposed to shut up and listen, but I'm going to chime in and suggest that people should consider not living together. Living together results in poorer marital outcomes. Family and medical research have shown that nearly half of the cohabitating couples break up within 5 years of cohabitation. So,
I mean, statistically, I can speak to that, right?
I can speak to that too, Matt. Good point. Wow.
Right. Living together is a real pain in the ass, guys. But also, here's the thing. You can actually put this in writing and not just on the back of a napkin like I do with my roommate agreements. there's something called a cohabitation agreement for unmarried couples. You can Google it and look it up. And it's on those, you know, LegalZoom websites. It's like,
why am I not surprised a Jewish girl has this official undermining contract? Come on,
that was
Karen.
So racial. We will let that one slide.
Why are you coming with this?
But you know what? I'm actually for both of these things. I believe in prenups as well. I just think that, you know, the relationship should be about the relationship and about the love that you guys have and about the money or the assets or whatever. And that getting all that stuff, just, it's like when you move in with someone, you have a roommate, right? You might really like the person, but it's not about that. If you sign something, now you can just get that off your mind. It's not about, you know, it means.
So you're going to come up with this collaborative agreement for unmarried couples when you move in. It's supposed to be like, we're going to IKEA, we're going to these vinyl, you got to come up with this contract, right, for them to sign.
Look.
It's like a marriage license that's not a marriage license. It's correct. Like, we're not married, not married. Like,
well, what are you going to put in this contract? Just give me one line of this contract. Look, I just want one line of Karen's contract.
Hold on. Here's how, okay. I shall not pick up the trash and then leave it inside the house. I will take it outside the second I gather it up. That is... not to give you a window into my relationships.
But what, Karen?
Or there's a financial penalty. This is a financial, Matt.
You're sleeping on the couch, Matt.
Get it together.
I like it. Listen, I just wanted to hear. To me, I needed to hear that full. What are the consequences? I think that's interesting.
With interest, Matt. I mean, listen, there is a right and a wrong way to bring this up to people. The right way is, I'm looking out for us. I don't ever want negativity between us. I don't ever want us to fight over money.
You're such a great mind effort.
Just take it from an expert. I want us to just have no worries about any of this. And you know what? No matter what happens, I am on your side. I don't want anything bad to happen between us. And here's a contract saying I will never screw you over.
This is like the parent who's going to spank the kid and says, this is going to hurt me more than your shoes. Like, you messed up. I told you to take out the trash. So I'm going to take this $50 or $500. And it's really, you know, it's because I love you.
It's because I love you. Listen,
I would be careful when you're writing this contract agreement, because you're going to sound like the crazy couple. You're going to sound like the crazy boyfriend or girlfriend.
If you don't word it properly.
Has this worked? Have you done this, Karen?
It's online. I will tell you something. I discovered it today. And when I looked it up, you know what I typed in? Because I knew we were recording this quickie, and I was like, surely there is something that you can sign even if you're not married, right? It's like a thing now. Everybody lives together and you don't have to be. Some people never get married. And this thing came up and it's a bona fide legal document. You don't have to write it. You can Google it and download it or go to a lawyer or whatever. And you just fill it out and sign it. And that's it. And then it's legally enforceable in court, guys. So it just takes the pressure.
See where her mind is, people. See where her mind is.
Guys,
anybody want to date the beautiful blonde now? You want the beautiful smart blonde?
Listen. You have a choice. You can either listen to a blonde Jew now, or you can listen to a short, fat, bald Jew lawyer. Take your pick.
Who came up with the racial line now?
Huh? I'm allowed to because I'm a Jew.
Well, let's get out of this, Matt. In conclusion, it's more important to be aligned in the future and have these uncomfortable conversations early. I agree with you, Karen. And if it needs to come into sign, because some people are anal like that. I can see some people that would rather just have a contract out there so everybody's in agreement. So I agree with you.
I would be relieved. If somebody was like, hey, look, I love you. I care about you. I want this relationship to be about a relationship. This is just to make sure that, you know, no one's worried about anybody screwing each other over ever. I love you no matter what. Let's just sign this and, you know, put it away. I would be I would marry that guy immediately. I'd be like, oh, you just thought of everything, didn't you?
And I'll tell you this, for people that don't know, and Karen and I talk about it all the time. You know, I think as a couple, sometimes it may sound kind of eerie to say this, but the best problem to have is a money problem because you know how to solve it, right?
I love when you say that.
So I think if you can bring this out in the forefront from the beginning, you can find you can align yourself. I think it'll just give you that much better chance of success.
Totally. And you know what? Even if you guys are not perfectly matched financially now, if there's some financial imbalances or whatever, that's okay. I think it's more important to be on the same page of what your values are and where you're going together.
And more important that you take that trash out, like it says in item 5, line 6 of Karen's contract for cohabitation.
I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times.
Well, that brings this edition of our quickie about unmarried couples and being a business partnership, that brings it to a close. So I hope you paid attention. And that's it. I'm Matt Smith, 1/3 of this new math of 2 black guys with good credit. And I'm out.
And I'm Karen Margolis. I'm another 1/3 before Sean says I'm the better half. I am 1/3. I'm a decent 1/3 with decent credit of 2 black guys with good credit. And I'm black and my credit's good.
I'm Sean Linda, the better half of 2 black guys with good credit. As I say every week, keep your money in your damn pocket. But if you want to send us a note, please email us at tbgwgc@gmail.com. That's 2 black guys with good credit at gmail.com.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.